Welcome to the world's greatest marketing radio show. I hope you're ready to increase your revenue and destroy your competition. Now, here's Matt Steffen.
Hey everyone, this is Matt Steffen, president of Intrinsic Marketing Group. Welcome to the world's greatest marketing radio show. If this is your first time here, there's no charge for entry. Please be sure to notice the exits to your left and right. If you're not at all happy or comfortable with the stuff we go over a lot. Today I want to talk about my five tips to make your advertising as effective as possible. I've got Steve Wilkos in the background. Comcast was here recently to work on our internet. And the technician informed me that I could get TV in here for about $4. Sometimes, well actually I had a TV in here before with a DVD player. And sometimes when I'm working late at night, I'll watch movies, DVDs. One of my favorites is The Trial by Orson Welles. Great movie, black and white. One of the greatest movies I've ever seen of all time. It's an intangible masterpiece about monogamy and commitment. So anyway, I got the cable hooked up. And it says, it's Steve Wilkos. She was prostituting and I'm the father. The stuff people watch. Well, I'm watching it, so there you go. I'm watching it. I'm not listening to it. I'm listening to myself, and you are too, so let's go over my five tips to make your advertising as effective as possible. Tip number one, let's jump right into it like a warm pool. Headlines are everything. If you're not going to write a good ad headline, if you're not going to write a good ad, don't bother. What you really have to do is pretend that your target audience, your potential customer, is lazy and a slovenly pig and does nothing but sit on the couch all day and watch Steve Wilkos. Here we go. And what can you say that's going to motivate them to get up and buy? Well, a headline has to at least get their attention and get them curious about what you're saying. So it all starts with the headline. It's literally 99% of your ad. If you're not going to write a good headline, don't bother. Here's the deal. When you're walking down a shopping mall, one of these shopping malls that they have, like the Deptford Mall, the Franklin Mills Mall, and you're looking at the different stores, you've never been there before. How do you know when to enter a store? It's the title, right? It's the sign. You'd be surprised how much you take those for granted, but you look at it, oh, it's JCPenney, or oh, it's Models, let me stop inside and buy some new tennis gear for the kids, right? A headline's exactly the same way, except it has to get their attention. Now, how can you do this? Well, think about it from your buyer's perspective. What's going to get them curious? Now, I wrote a lot of great stuff. I'm going to leave some links below, some great advice you could check out. Some actual boilerplate templates that you can use to build your headline. But again, think of it from your customer's perspective. Tip number two, when advertising in newspapers, your ad is sometimes less about size or color and more about location. Now, when I'm talking about location, I'm not talking about the page number. Everybody tries to advertise in page one and page two. It doesn't work. I can't count how many times I've been in a restaurant or at a shop like Dunkin' Donuts, and somebody takes their newspaper and fans it from the back to the front. This happens a lot. Some people read it from the middle to the back to the middle to the front, sometimes even from the front to the end. It doesn't really matter. Here's your trick with placement in your newspaper. You want to place your ad as near as possible within the proximity of editorial content related to your niche. Now, for example, if you're a real estate company, you're going to want to advertise in your public sales announcements. If you're a personal trainer, you're going to want to advertise in your fitness and health section. Makes sense, right? Some woman's going on there to lose weight. She's looking for the fitness and health section, and she sees, hey, here's a personal trainer. Bingo, I'm in business. You're in business. Do you get my point? That's what I mean about the location in your paper. Advertise as near as possible to that content. Tip number three, have you ever heard size doesn't matter? Well, it does, but nearly not as much as consistency. Consistency is so critical in advertising. Look at Geico. Geico gets this. Now, they do more advertising than anybody. I'm not going to get into how they do it, but long story short, the U.S. government is actually paying for their advertising, and they're able to pay back the U.S. government before the interest builds. So they can borrow $500,000 in one day, pay it back the next day, and not pay any interest. I'm not going to go into that. Do that another time. I don't want a legal letter from Geico, but that's how they're pulling it off. You don't have the same advantage. However, the point is you have to be as consistent as possible. Here's my analogy. What if you're vacuuming your house, you're having a good day, and a person comes by and knocks at your door, and they make this huge, wonderful sales presentation, and then they leave. They never really see them again. They never really call you again. You have to reach out to them. Okay? That's the same as a big splash ad, a really huge ad. What you want is you want to come and make a subtle presentation once a week to these people and show them that you're here, that you're going to be there, that you're consistent. Because here's the deal with advertising. The more people see your ad, the more they'll come to know you, like you, and trust you, and that's when they're going to call. They're not going to call because they see this huge, obnoxious ad. No. Take the money for that huge ad, spread it like mayonnaise on bread when you're making yourself a ham sandwich. We all love those. You do. I do. Let's bite into this bad boy and dig a little deeper. So with regard to my analogy of the salesperson. Again, think of it. Somebody comes and makes a big presentation, or somebody comes in and makes more subtle presentations. Again, consistency is the key. Now, tip number four. I want to talk about radio ads a little bit. There's nothing more confusing than an Indian restaurant advertising a grand opening in December, or an accountant firm advertising in August. It's just not relevant. Try to make it relevant. Here's how you make your ads for radio relevant. Advertise something free, like a seminar, or a limited time offer, ethical bribe, or a mention this ad and get one free month type of incentive. You know, again, you have to pretend your target market is lazy and couch bound. What can you say that will motivate them to get up and do something? It's not going to be about, hey, we're the best hoagies in town, you know, come in and check them out. No, it's going to be about, mention this ad the next time you come in to buy a hoagie and get 20% off. Guess what? If you get them in the door one time, there's a 79% chance they will return. Get them in your store one time. That's part of your customer acquisition cost. It's part of your marketing cost. I don't care. Call it whatever you want. You people will spend thousands of dollars a month on advertising, but won't spend one red penny actually giving a little bit of value away to get these people to come back or to get them in the door originally. Get them in the door the first time. Get them to trust you. So many times I'm dealing with a client. They want to build a website. They want to do marketing, SEO, advertising, whatever it is. I say, listen, I'm going to give you 50% off the first month. Guess what? I don't lose money because I'll keep that client for years. I'm going to make tons of money. But sometimes just to get them in the door, just to get them to trust me, to show them that I can bring them value, I have to take a little bit off the top. It doesn't hurt me because at the end of the day, it's a marketing cost. And that's how you need to look at it. Now, tip number five, less is always more. Write one message for one audience. Nothing annoys me more than when we're dealing with a law firm and they want to promote their DUI services. They want to promote the bankruptcy services. They promote their divorce services. They want to promote all this stuff in one ad. It can't be done. Don't do it. Focus on one message for one audience. Niche your business. If you're not sure which one is the best, you know, experiment a little bit. Run one for 6 months for your DUI services, one for another 6 months for your mediation services for divorce, one for another 6 months for your bankruptcy stuff. All that stuff, just again, one message, one target audience. It's going to turn any DUI case person off if they see divorce stuff in there, bankruptcy stuff in there. They're going to say, you know, this is a jack of all trades, master of none. It's true. This is how your customer will feel. One message, one person. Here's one. Say goodbye to that DUI, right? Just make sure you put all your disclaimers in there. Now listen, getting back to tip one, which is all about headlines. Don't make your headline, for example, if you're a law firm, be Dalton and Penny Law Firm. The hell kind of headline is that? What's that doing? Is that getting attention? No. That's talking about you. Nobody cares about you. Again, something like, say goodbye to that DUI. Something to that effect. Get them, get their attention and get them motivated. I'm sorry, I just got a text message from my beautiful girlfriend and an email all at the same time. Let's see what this email is. This is GOTV. Oh, Nation Builder. We do a lot of work with them. Sometimes, you know, we take in the occasional political client. I don't mind it. Nah. Good people. Usually good people. Usually. If they're not, we don't serve them. So at the end of the day, advertising is all about really driving people to do stuff. Really showing them that, look, you're not as happy as you could be. You could be a lot happier, right? Your life is not nearly as great as it could. You could lose more weight. Your skin could have less wrinkles. Your kid could be less autistic. Whatever it is, you can drive desire. You can really get in there and motivate your target market. First, you have to understand them. So talk to your customers a little bit. Really find out what makes them tick, what makes them buy for you. You want to talk about a focus group. That's your best focus group. Talk to about 5 or 10 of your favorite customers because that's who you want. You want those ideal customers. And here's my closing advice. Never pay full price for advertising. Just remember that advertising people must be willing to negotiate based on supply and demand. Now, they're never going to tell you that, but it's true. My clients never pay full price for advertising. At the very least, we get a 15% off discount because they're doing work with a marketing agency. And aside from that, I know when their busy seasons are and when they aren't. I know when we can get those big discounts on advertising, and you should too. Get them to throw in some ads. You know, even if they can't take some money off the top, get them to, you know, buy 3, get 1 free ad, that type of situation. All right, guys, that's enough out of me. We had fun, didn't we? It was a good time. I'm going to go back to watching the Steve Wilkos, "She Was Prostituting, Am I the Father?" See, that's a good headline. I got to tell you, if I'm in their target market and I like this kind of scandalous stuff, that's a good headline. Speaking about headlines, there's Steve Wilkos. People, a lot of people in his market already know who he is, know what he's about. And then you get the headline. And it drives your interest, right? It's not just about, paternity test or the Steve Wilkos show. It was digging right into it. It's about prostitutes, and it's about paternity, and it's about people that are going to find out if they're the father or not. Great example of a headline, and that just happened by accident. Look at that. All right. This is Matt Steffen. This has been the world's greatest marketing radio show. If you have any questions or comments or concerns or interest in marketing, you call me first at 856-888-2822. That's 856-888-2822. Have a great week, guys. Bye-bye.
This has been the world's greatest marketing radio show, often imitated, never equaled.